What's up, everybody? I'm JJ John Jastrzemski.
And I'm Jason Goff. And if you haven't heard, The Ringer has gone local.
I'm bringing the fire. I'm bringing the rain from the Big Apple with my show, New York, New York.
And I'm repping Chi-Town with my new show, The Full Goal, on all things Chicago.
We've got episodes 3 nights a week with all the reaction to the local teams and guests.
Plus bonus episodes around all the big games and storylines.
So whether you're uptown, downtown, in the burbs, or a transplant,
make sure you follow New York, New York, and The Full Goal on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. Atlassian.com. Atlassian. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on Hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier, thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
Okay, guys, so we've never done this before. You're going to hear this before you hear the music. Ronick is splicing this back in at the top. While we were live, we saw the Jake Paul reveal. It's pretty wild, and I think it's one of the biggest stories in the sports card market this year. At the very end of today's podcast, we kind of do a live react to it, so make sure you stick around to the end to check that out. It sounds better. Oh, a little slower, though. Yeah, it's too bad. Take one was a little quicker. This one was
you
a little delayed.
Talking over the intro kind of defeats the purpose of the intro, though.
I would disagree.
Well, you would be wrong, but that's okay.
I agree with Jesse.
Oh, early in the show, Ronick making an appearance. All right, you know what? play it again. We're not recording again, but play the intro music right now. I'm not going to speak again until you do.
Here's what's beautiful. Yep. Here's what's beautiful about our new recording setup. Ronick can take out your audio because I've got the individual tracks.
Ronick, don't touch the audio. So we're going to play the music again. Go ahead. Hit it again. You're right. Sounds so much better. I agree. The man, you don't go against instincts like Jesse's. I should know that in my limited brain.
Why are you the way you are?
You're doing great.
On the first take, you were talking about how happy you are. Are you still happy?
I don't want to be speaking and I don't have any energy. That's so, played
perfect
early
for a podcast.
played early morning basketball today.
Oh.
Lit it up the first two games and went ice cold, and now I'm just depressed.
Would you have felt better if you walked away on a win? I mean,
well, we won.
You still won?
Won the game.
Then what are you so down about?
Some guys are about wins, some guys are about padding stats.
Oh my gosh. Because there's a lot of stat keeping in that.
I mean, we keep known.
Let me just point out something to everybody.
Sure.
I need the support of Michael in a mental way right now. We
wait till I stop laughing.
No, I won't.
What are you doing?
I need your support, and you've been there for me, and I really appreciate it. You may know, we put out more video content recently. YouTube episode 2 came out yesterday, or this morning even. Why has no one told me how fat I am? Why did nobody tell me that?
This is inappropriate.
I am in the process of looking for a personal trainer because obviously I can't do all of it by myself. Okay. But man, oh man, looking at that video, I was bloated. That's what it was.
I think
it was mainly bloat.
Are doing great. I have nothing useful to contribute to this. I want to see you improve yourself. I don't. You and me go at very different speeds, and I have a temper, so it doesn't work. So I'm going to support from a distance.
I will say, when we talked about this last year on the podcast, I started out at 438 pounds. I haven't talked about it in a while because we've had a bigger audience, and now I felt like almost a little uncomfortable.
Okay.
I am right now at like 421. So I'm
15 down.
17.
17 right. down.
That's a big number. Okay. But that's not a lot over the course of a year, in my opinion, especially at such a large weight. So
you're doing great.
That being said, I am still, I'm working on it, but I'll tell you, the video content's really motivating me.
I'm going to tell you right now, we have the heaviest hitting show on The Ringer.
Why would you say that?
That's a good thing.
No, I don't think, no. I don't think you meant it the way it
I didn't.
Okay.
You might be the tallest guy with a show on The Ringer too.
6'4"? No, I bet you there's a 6'5"er out there.
Yeah, okay. Did we have anything relevant to talk about? That was interesting.
I think really what we're talking about is sports cards and feelings.
Okay.
Are you excited for today? Do you think that we've got content that people are going to want to be like?
We do. I think we should get into it, though. I have found myself being 80.
Well, then let's do it.
Go ahead. Take it away. Give them the
The rundown.
There you go.
I don't have a sound effect for the rundown.
Oh. You've done enough talking. Don't worry about that.
The rundown. We're going to start off with our big picture of the day, and we're doing a dual big picture. We got a little bit more playoff buy sell. We talked about it last week. We figured there's some things we left out. We're also going to talk about NBA rookie talk.
That's never. Right. We never talk about this class.
Nobody has said anything specifically about how much they hate that we haven't talked about it.
Oh, I've gotten a lot.
I'm joking. Oh, okay. We've had a lot of hate about it. We're going to talk about a little Cam Reddish news. Things we teased last week was the RC logo designation on Bowman's Best. That's going to be talked about in a little bit more depth.
Okay.
We will also be talking about new releases this week.
Mm-hmm.
What time is it? It's 12:13 Central Time on Thursday. We will keep looking to see if any new news has come out about Logan Paul's case reveal.
I do want
to
see this. $3.5 million Pokemon case.
We've got the brilliantly named segment, Picks from Phone.
I came up with that name.
A couple of kid things that we're going to talk about. Sounds weird. Kid moments from email is what you put on here. And then your favorite, mailbag. So that's your rundown. Why don't we kick it off with a little bit of our... Oh, it was so damn... Big picture. Ronick edited that so I sound like I did the right thing.
No, just leave it. It's good. Okay, so we're going to do a little NFL playoff talk. There's a few teams we didn't talk about last week at all. Is this why we need it on the screen?
Well, I've got it on the screen.
All right. Hit me with some... I mean, we talked about some of these matchups.
All right. I think what you wanted to see was basically Vegas odds type of thing. Like
we're doing our picks. We're starting off with our picks. Forget this crap.
Okay. Let's start with the picks.
Straight winners. We're not doing... This isn't your typical betting show. We're just talking picks for fun. Me and you. I agree. I'm keeping track of
right here. I thought we were just using the odds just so we had a better idea. I thought... Honestly, every time you talk about odds, I think you mainly do it for me is what I've thought just because... You probably have a better idea of who is more likely to win or lose, but the actual math helps me to understand who's better.
So you know what we're going to do? Because I have not seen these yet. Okay. We're going to give me the game, and I will tell you what I think the score should be. We'll do this quick because this is not card related. Nobody cares what the line should be.
So
what's the first game? And I'm keeping track of our winners.
Raiders versus Bengals.
I'm going to say Bengals are -6. Well, 6.5.
Just to be clear, because
yep.
I'm still confused about sometimes, and other people probably don't know. What does that mean?
That means for you. So if I said, hey, I think I'm going to bet $100 that the Bengals are going to win the game, mm-hmm. they would have to win. They would have to cover the spread. So if they won by 5, what is the line, by the way? 6.5?
5.5.
Okay. So if they won the game by 5 and you bet on the Bengals, you would lose. The Bengals have to cover the line.
Gotcha.
That's all it means. So in other words, if you just said who's going to win the game, it's easy to make your bets. And then the value is teased based on what the bet is actually paying out. But in layman's terms, that's all it means.
So bottom line, though, if the number is negative.
It means they're the favorite.
They're the favorite.
Correct.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
So again, we're going just straight winners here. I'm taking the Bengals.
Yes. As am I.
Bengals both.
Yes. I don't think anybody expected the Raiders to even get in there.
Although I think that could be an upset just because I've never seen Burrow do it, but that's fine. In this game, card-wise, I'm going to throw a quick note in here.
Do it.
I think Derek Carr has upside if he won, but I don't trust him to win the game. And I don't think I would spend money on Joe Burrow. I don't think one playoff win.
Oh,
and I think he could win the game. I think he will. I'm picking the Bengals now, so they're going to lose. You're welcome, Cincinnati. I just don't think one playoff win is enough for him to solidify his pricing and maintain that. So I'm not touching him.
You did also talk bad about Burrow at the same time, though, so that may have offset your choosing them to win.
All right, next game.
Patriots-Bills.
I'm going to say this is like the Bills -4.5.
-4.
Okay. It's pretty even close. That's weird. Usually. Okay. I think the Bills win. I hate to say it. I think they win big. If you are not into the, first of all, who are you taking?
You're saying Bills?
Yep.
Here's the thing. I don't know if I believe you because you always do that thing.
It's
where
not an anti-jinx.
You're doing the anti-jinx. I don't believe in that. I'm not
superstitious, but I'm a little suspicious. So you're taking the Pats. I'm taking the Bills. Okay. Card wise, if you are not in Mac Jones for the long haul, which I don't think there's any reason not to be.
Yeah.
But if you're only in Mac Jones stuff, look at his pricing, look at his market. He's by far the number one selling rookie out of an absolutely loaded class. He's not winning rookie of the year, I don't think. So there's no bump from that. If you're not in him for the long haul, I think you go ahead and sell him when you hear the show, because I think they lose off season. He's down.
Really?
Okay. Conversely, Josh Allen pricing. Again, this is weird. I think sometimes we're wanting the instant gratification.
Yeah.
I don't think one win over the Patriots first round is enough to bump Josh Allen's already fairly strong market.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
My reasoning for picking Patriots, though, I want to be clear, is not necessarily because of Mac Jones' performance. It's more of the fact that Belichick has been there so many times before. And
if the weather was going to be absolutely... Ron, do you have any idea what the weather's going to be like in Buffalo on Saturday night? Let's see if Ronica.
I can check.
That'd be wonderful. If you're telling me it's going to be 25 mile an hour winds, 5 degrees in snow,
yeah,
I think the Pats have a better shot. They can run the ball great.
Buffalo Bills, it's not like they're not used to the bad weather.
Yeah, but they don't play well in bad weather because they can't run the ball and they can't stop the run. Horrible weather favors the Patriots.
Okay. All right.
Next game. I'm pretty close on these lines. I feel good.
Eagles, Bucks.
That's got to be big. Minus 13.
Minus 8.5.
Oh, I would take that in a heartbeat.
Really? Okay.
I would tell you this. So I'm taking the Bucks, obviously.
Duh. Yep. Okay. Same.
So here's where I'm at with this game. I'm not buying Brady. And I told you before the show, I'm back in the hunt. I want to buy one more nice Brady card during this playoff run. Okay. And I'll do that, probably a rookie.
Okay.
Here's where I'm at with Jalen Hurts, though. If by some chance they beat the Bucks, I think he has the biggest price jump of anybody. Like, absolutely out of control.
Oh, my goodness. If they beat the Bucks, yeah.
After this week. Like, I think it goes absolutely nuclear. So if you're holding Jalen stuff, I just think there's so much. It's a long shot, but there's so much upside there. And the fact they made the playoffs this year in the first place. I like Jalen. Devontae Smith, I like. Those are two more guys. I kind of like Mac Jones. If you have them, I wouldn't be in a rush to sell them.
Do you think they lose much of a step because of Antonio Brown being gone?
The Bucks?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't help. You know, but Gronk's healthy. Godwin should be. I think Godwin's coming back for the playoffs. Mike Evans. I don't think they lose that much. Their defense is kind of where I've been questioning. I think Devontae Smith could have a big game. You can move the ball with speedy receivers against them.
Okay.
And I don't think there's a huge drop off for Smith and Hurts if and I think when they lose that game. Not supposed to beat the Bucks in Tampa.
Yeah. So, think at this point their pricing is probably baked in at a loss for them.
Yeah, I think which is realistic. Like, I'm good with that. Yeah. Brady's the type of guy, again, winning to this week, winning next week, none of those mean anything. He goes to another Super Bowl, you're going to see stuff get nuclear again. And that's when guys like me get put in a weird situation. I am going to digress for just a minute. That's when guys like me, who are big collectors and flippers, investors, whatever you want to call it, that's when you get into a weird spot. Like, if the Tom Brady rookie market went up 40% after the Super Bowl, I'll be honest with you, I would probably move 3 or 4 cards that are in my don't sell box.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like there would be such a spike that I don't know what I would do. I mean, he's pulling hair. He's flicking it over his shoulder. You're doing fine. I'm on your team. There's such a spike in price there. My thinking, even though I'm a collector, I'm just like, yeah, but I'll buy it back. So if Brady goes on a weird run this year, that's kind of my fear with that is, man, if the stuff spikes, I'm going to make a poor decision and sell something.
You're going to sell it.
And then I'll regret it.
And then, okay.
Anyways, that's...
I mean, I think that it all makes sense. I mean, that's just basing it all upon the fact that they have to win this game, which it has been. They have had those weird games. I think, in my very, very humble opinion, that Brady always seems to pull it out later in the game. And it seems like this year they've had like a lot of like what... looked like close calls early on in the game. Like this last one with the Panthers?
Mm-hmm.
That looked like an ugly start to that game. And I was very nervous. But then, of course, they pulled it out.
I think they blow this. I do. I think they win this game by 14 or more.
Okay.
I'd be surprised.
This whole season has been a thing.
It's been a weird year.
Why are good teams losing to such bad teams?
Why do good things happen to bad people? Hurt Why do bad things happen to good people?
Hurt people hurt people.
That's fair. Next.
That's a true saying. 49ers, Dallas Cowboys. A little Garoppolo.
You know what's weird? Dak. You know what's weird here? I'm going to say Dallas is the favorite. I'm going to say -3.5.
-3?
Is it?
How do you know
this? Which means it's basically a toss-up. So yeah. Another kind of unwritten rule. Do you know why? Or are you just saying,
Because it's so close. There's very few points. I would assume it has fair. To be a toss-up.
The other reason is the home team, traditionally, unwritten rule, home team gets 3 points.
Oh, really?
Like if it's even playing ground, same exact team, playing the same exact team, but it's at one team's home stadium, 3 points. So the line is basically telling you these are pretty similar teams playing each other. It just happens to be in Dallas.
Yeah.
I think the Niners are going to win this game. I do. That team is hot. I love the George Kittle rookie play. I think it's just a great buy. He's got some personality. We talked to him a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I don't mind the Jimmy Garoppolo play either for the playoff run only. I'm not going long-term on him. Kittle, I'm good with long-term, collector, whatever. Jimmy G, I actually think, is one of the few guys I would get in on now. And I think there's a shot that in a week, 2 weeks, whatever, I don't want the Bucs to play them. But if this team wins and then has to play at Green Bay, I would take them to beat Green Bay too. I don't trust Rodgers in the playoffs. So I think KC's a weird team, man. I really do.
And
Debo Samuel, another guy I think you could buy safely because he is that talented.
You have no trust in Dak and the rest of the Cowboys?
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I mean, they play well. I wouldn't be spending money on Cowboys cards right now for short-term stuff.
Okay.
Although Dak, if you're going just long-term with Dak, we talked about his rookie market last year, 2016, he's way down anyways. Okay. But I think the upside team here with a realistic shot to win is the Niners. Jimmy G, great upside with his rookie stuff out of 2014. I think that's right. George Kittle, 2017 maybe. Great rookie upside. Okay. Debo Samuel out of 2019. I feel like I might be wrong on all three of those, by the way. It's close.
I'm trying to pull up. Garoppolo is only pulling up. I'm on card ladder and it does show a few of his cards, but it's not showing like a designated rookie card. So I'm not
100%. Okay. So Debo's 2019.
The earliest card this guy is 2018 for Jimmy G.
Yeah, it's not it. So yeah. Debo's 2019. His pricing has come up. Granted, he's not a quarterback. I think he's going to be a star in this league the next 10 years. Like that kid he comes out of the backfield. It's not like Jimmy's a prolific passer. I mean, that's a good football player who's not overly expensive.
Okay.
Yeah, Jimmy G is 2014. And then George Kittle, I thought Kittle was like 2017, but Tyler's going to be mad at me for not knowing this.
That's okay. We're okay with
it. Do you know Tyler?
Hernandez? Nope.
Never easy, easy with the last names, pal. Yes, 27, 3-for-3. I think that's the team. If you want to take a flyer as a flip guy, who do you think is going to win and has good upside? I think I'd mess with the 49ers.
I think based on where the pricing has been hitting a floor on the Dak Prescott rookie, which is the 2016 Prizm Silver.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like...
What's that PSA 10 now?
Right now, it's selling for $540.
I sold one for $1,100. I sold another one for $850.
When was it?
The $1,100 was months ago.
Well, because it
didn't... $800 was 2 months ago, probably.
Okay, because I was going to say, even in October, that card spiked to over $1,100. But the...
So I don't hate, that's what I'm saying.
The floor on his card though, like where guys are basically refusing to sell for less than this certain amount. It looks to me like it's hitting a pretty solid floor, which makes me think if they
lose,
perform well, they're
up.
Going to have a nice, he's going to have a nice bump.
What do you think if he loses then?
It'll break that floor. And then it's kind of like, how far does it go right now for this is the lowest it's been for the last year. So it'll be very interesting to see.
So I don't know if it drops at all then. Lowest maybe. In the last year. That's why I think if you're wanting to get into a Dak card, it's not a bad time for a long term because you're going to hold it no matter what.
Yeah.
Maybe you get baked in value right off the bat. And either way, it's not like it's going to drop off the planet. So okay. I like that. I like CD Lamb, by the way, too. I think he's another just star receiver from last year's class.
Good.
Yep. Nailed it.
I was already ready to move on. Steelers.
Who are you taking Chiefs. In that game? Are you taking the Cowboys?
Oh, yeah. I want to take the Cowboys because I grew up as a Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith fan. And just for sentimentality, I'm going to choose them. Plus, it's such a close game. Plus, cool. I want to beat you. So.
Okay, I'm taking San Francisco. Next.
Steelers, Chiefs.
Oh, you told me this one's -12, right?
Yes.
This one we talked about.
Yeah.
I can't take credit for it. The only thing weird here is I think the Steelers play a tough game.
Oh, come on.
I really do. Kansas City plays down to their opponents. I have a ton of Mahomes stuff, so I need the I need KC to go on a good run so I can get out from under.
This is a home game for the Chiefs, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. The only time they'll be on the road is in Tennessee if they play each other.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs roll. I think the Chiefs win, but I think it's like a 6-point game.
You think it's close?
Maybe even a 10-point game, but at the end they score late. Like, I actually think it's going to be a competitive game. I've already put KC for you, so.
I'm definitely choosing KC, yeah.
We got one more game. Cardinals Rams?
There it is.
Man, this is a weird game.
This is a Ram home game, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to say that's close to 3, right?
Negative 4.
Yeah, this is strange. I mean, the Cardinals beat the crap out of the Rams earlier this year. Kingsbury's talking about Kyler's going to have his best game ever. You know, the Cardinals are fairly healthy. The Rams, we watched them struggle last week. The Niners went into there and beat them. Mm-hmm. You know, Stafford, I don't know that he's going to perform well. It's a big game. This is another one of those teams. I think Kyler stuff gets interesting if they win this game.
I mean, Kyler stuff hasn't really nowhere to go.
But up right? As good point. As he's played this year, he missed some time. His market has not moved.
Well, you've made the point several times that you felt that though they've performed well as a team, it's not necessarily all because of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe everyone else is possibly agreeing with that as
to why stats.
His value is so low. I don't, but I'm sure I can pull it up real quick.
Yeah, like he's a guy I'd be very curious to see his stats for the year. Again, he missed a few games. But he's not like a prolific passer. I think he does kind of the X factor stuff. He's going to help you win, which he did this year.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go into LA and win a big playoff game like that, I have to think you get some sort of movement in price. I have one card to his left. I have a select. I get a field level silver PSA 10. I got it cheap at the time. I think I paid 75%. It was doing $900. I looked on CardLab the other day. It's like 580 now. Which is funny. It's come down that hard, even though the team's winning. So
what do you think? What do you want to know on his stats?
So like yards, I'm going to say he's like 3,500.
Just about 38.
Okay. Touchdowns. I'm going to say touchdowns, interceptions, 25 to 12.
By the way, those yards, he's 14th in the league.
Yep.
You said how many touchdowns?
28.
24. 12th in the league.
Okay. Interceptions, 12.
10.
Yeah, not great.
9th in the league.
24 and 10. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, I think he's been good. I think DeAndre Hopkins is also out. Isn't that true, Ronick? Isn't Hopkins out for the season?
Ronick, don't ask me about football. I don't know. Sorry.
Isn't that right, though?
You know, it's great, though. I like that. Good for him. I asked him about the weather in Buffalo. Never heard about that either. So don't ask him about the weather either.
I put it in the chat. 11 degrees.
Oh, only I can see the chat now.
Snow, sorry. Wind, what are we talking? Do we have a weather guy?
No snow.
DeAndre Hopkins won't return this week.
That hurts.
I'm saying Rams.
I hate to do it. I'm going cards. So you're going Rams. I'm going cards. Okay.
Really?
Okay. And I would say I think Kyler's a decent buy at this price.
Okay. I think they are out after this, but that's okay.
Cool.
That is your first half of bit.
Oh, yeah, we don't have to do it again. That's fine. That's good. You did great. Yeah.
NBA rookie talk.
This okay.
is going to have to be led by you.
This is going
to
be a little quicker too. So I want you to pull up on card letter sales history. Everything's going to have the same intro. Hoops auto. I'm just going to give you some different names. We have got a lot of grief here. You guys don't talk about the class enough. This class is better than other years, whatever. That may all be true. On the court, fine. There, I mean, 90% of our listeners and 98% of the people who have podcasts on the station know more about basketball than me, this year especially. In past years, that wasn't the case. But with all the basketball getting pushed, Panini has pushed all their products so far back. Hoops released last week. It's the first pro uniform card we've had, and you're talking, you know, 30 games into a season. So, yeah, we just don't talk about it a lot because it wasn't a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Talent-wise, I can tell you this too. I have not invested any time in watching basketball. Once football dies down, I'll turn it up with basketball. But I've just been all baseball, prospecting in the offseason, football. So I am curious now to get some values. So I'm going to throw you some names.
Okay, please.
Again, just hoops, autos.
I'm going to see. I'm curious to know if they're going to be in card ladder. With
no, it'll be sale. It'll
okay, just
be
so I'm just going to go to their sales history. Yep.
Again, we never talk about the new class.
This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on Hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier, thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Thomas's.
Thomas's presents Pondering the Bagel with Tom.
Oh, the paradox of the bagel. Tis crunchy yet soft. Tis filling yet has a hole. Tis a vehicle for spreads, but only travels from toaster to plate. Thomas's. Huzzah! A toast to breakfast.
Just to kind of put things in perspective, Hoops is the only product out, like we mentioned. Anthony Edwards' autos are going for like $350 from last year. I think LaMelo's doing about that, maybe a little less. Just to kind of show you, give you an example of where these guys are at, not only compared to them, but also just compared to each other. So Cade Cunningham, the number one guy, like what is his auto out of Hoops doing? Which he is a redemption, so that hurts.
Yeah. Last few have all been around 400, maybe up to 450. Yeah.
That's crazy to me. He's outselling Anthony Edwards and LaMelo.
I mean,
I know there's an, it's because it's new and because guys have been waiting on this product, but fine. And you know what? Just that's okay. I don't want to make that point. I am curious though. Compared to other guys who have been standouts in this class then. So 400, let's call him 400. What about Jalen Green? So Jalen Green's averaging 15 points. The team is garbage, but he's played really well, scoring at least.
Okay, let's see. Jalen?
Yep. No Y, J-A-L-E-N.
I knew that. Yeah. That was a test.
Did you know it, but you didn't spell it? Or
the J-E-L-E-N.
Yep.
Got it. Let's see. There.
So is Hoops Rookie cool. Inc. 250? Hoops Rookie Inc. 400. And then somebody put SP in the title. I don't know if that's the case or not. $560 in the 12th. So he is outselling Cade Cunningham quite a bit. Let's call the average 450 to 500. Crazy.
That's insane.
And again, for a guy.
Is this just like a Mac Jones effect? Like what we saw?
Some of it is.
Because there's not anything. And
yeah, that's exactly some of the effect here. Okay, so another one. Evan Mobley's played really, really well.
Okay.
EVAN. You knew that one. M-O-B-L-E-Y.
I knew that.
Yeah, it's hard to say. Yeah, same thing. I mean.
365.
370, 365, 399, 400. I mean, 299. So he's a little closer to 350. That's crazy to me.
This is all going back, we think, because just the super low pop. And that if you're buying now, you're probably going to get burned. Unless they really perform well?
I think, yeah, like Evan Mobley.
Okay.
Is still, you know, 15% below Anthony Edwards. That doesn't make a ton of sense, but that's fine. Just to kind of give you the ranking. So then Jalen has outsold Cade. And again, this is the only card we have to go off of. Mm-hmm. Base is all going for weird, stupid amounts too. By the way, just to put in perspective too, raw base from last year, Anthony Edwards and LaMelo are $3 to $4. These guys this year are still $8 to $15. You know you're going to get killed on that. The only play for me, if you're buying those, would be get them graded quick, have the first ones out, and maybe it catches fire like Mac. But in general, I just think, again, this is an example where there's been such this long-awaited release because nothing's come out. Now it comes out, and I think prices are crazy because of that.
That makes sense.
However, the price of boxes being like $250 still, even less, is actually not bad because you can cash in quick. However, so we've got, let me see if my memory serves me correct. Jalen Green, we called it about 500. Cade, 400. Evan Mobley, he's closer to the 350 range. Okay, I'm curious about the next guy, Scotty Barnes. TTIE on Scotty Barnes, by the way.
Yeah, like Pippen.
Don't you put a Y in there?
Barnes ES? Yep.
There it is.
All right.
400, 335, 3. This is interesting to me. Scotty Barnes has played really, really well. He's selling that much cheaper. I'm a little surprised by that. But he's in Toronto. That team's crap.
I will say, though, what's interesting is I'm noticing more of these. Maybe it's because there's more of them out there. Is that possible?
Usually not. I don't think any of these are SPs. So I would guess probably not.
Okay.
A couple other names just to kind of give you. So he is actually on the lowest end along with Evan Mobley. Let's go Josh Giddey, G-I-D-D-E-Y.
I love that you're spelling things for me. It helps me so much. It really helps. If anybody's wondering where we're getting all this stuff,
all on CardLadder
has a feature now, sales history. It just makes it super easy if the card's not already in the system.
So that's second one down, 315. Yeah, so he's in the low threes. Okay, not bad. Yeah, I guess that here's the thing, and here's my overall point with this. Mm-hmm. Actually, I have one more name because Franz Wagner is actually averaging the most of all the rookies this year, the kid for Orlando. Franz with a Z.
He's averaging the most?
15.6 as opposed to Cade's 15.4 and Jalen Green's 15.2. Those are numbers.
Franz Green.
There it is right there. Franz Wagner. You just had him.
What's funny? You're saying he's averaging the highest?
Yeah, he came up with obviously much less. So he's had two of these things sell. $200 and $177. Is there value there? I don't know. I don't pay attention enough to the guy to tell you if there's value there. I don't know who's on court. But just to kind of give you an idea of who's selling, what's crazy to me is Jalen Green selling that high. We did kind of hear that, though. Who was the basketball guy we had on here? Kyle? Where's Ronick when we need Ronick, who's the dude who came on? He's a Ringer guy. At the beginning of the season, Kyle something. Kyle Mann?
Well, there is a Kyle Mann, and he did come on the show. I'm trying to remember if he talked basketball.
He's the guy we talked about. I'm almost positive it was Kyle we talked basketball with because he was like, dude, Jalen Green, maybe not the best player, but he has the biggest social presence, and he does. He's actually like a LaMelo kind of type effect. Mm-hmm. You're seeing his stuff sell really high, despite on the court, he's not been as good as some of these other guys. So,
okay,
again, that's a super brief preview. As more hoop stuff comes out, as more releases come out too for like actual basketball, we start seeing a little bit more from this year in pro uniform stuff. Uh-huh. We will start, you know, talking more basketball. I just didn't want to invest a ton of time.
By the way, it was Kyle Mann. He talked Kate Cunningham, Jalen Green.
Smart.
Yeah, it was good.
Because, yeah, I'm looking at the release calendar. The next pro uniform stuff from this year's class is the 26th, so 2 weeks from now. It's Donruss Elite. But what's funny is that same day is Flawless, but from last year.
Oh.
So that'll be the last of last year's release, and then we'll be into all new stuff. So yeah, just to kind of give you a quick rundown, you've got Elite at the end of this month. But man, same thing after that. I mean, Donruss, the 9th of February. I think because of the printing presses and manufacturers being backed up, it's just going to be kind of a slow process seeing this stuff get released. One cool thing I do want to know, I don't want to drop the YouTube show the whole time. We have a cool agreement with Panini over there. We are going to be having... In general, it sounds like we're going to be getting a box hopefully day before release, and we've been authorized to rip them a day early to actually kind of give guys like a live preview. And it's like, hey, this is the only place you'll be able to see it. So,
okay.
Go ahead. You not want to do that?
No. I just want to set expectations. That might happen. Like, they're going to try. But like they said, it's so hard to get product out.
It's period. Not
as far
so
as
here's why I have no doubt. I have product every one of my cases gets to me before release from distributor. I would be shocked if it doesn't happen.
Maybe it works.
Okay.
All right.
I have a couple quick other NBA notes. You might have hit them fast.
Do it.
Cam Reddish got traded to the Knicks today for nothing. Kevin Knox and a locked first round pick, restricted. I'd be very curious what Cam Reddish stuff does over the next couple of days. Actually, pull up Cam Reddish on here real quick if you could. Let's just pull up a stupid Prism. I just want to go to the Prism PSA 10. I want a couple of just super straight baseline cards.
You're doing a bad thing.
So I want the Prism. Give me the value on that right now.
It's right there. You can see it.
Value right now is?
I sold 24.30 PSA 10.
$25. Now, granted, the population's 85 trillion.
Check the silvers. Silvers are going for 150.
What's the pop on the silver? 480. I'm not saying straight cash homie because I don't believe in that. I think that's an interesting little play. The Knicks are much more relevant than the Hawks right now. Oh, maybe he's a better fit there. Say it. Just say it, cuz.
Can we do it?
We cannot, but
straight cash homie.
The Office is going to love that. Yep.
The Office has now become a character on the podcast.
Give me a couple sold right before that too. on the silvers. I see the last sold was 150. That was today.
So
that's base.
Oh, I thought it was on the silver.
No, you're on silver now.
Here we go.
It's funny, those are actually come down since the start of the year. They were like 170, 180, over 200. They've come down to 150.
Yeah.
It's kind of an interesting little cheap play. Base for 25, silvers for 150. I'm not saying Cam Reddish is going to go there and set the world on fire.
Yeah.
But I do think this is going to help his market, and people are actually going to be excited to see
it. Are the Knicks doing well this year?
Yeah, they're 500 playoff team.
Okay.
And he's reunited with RJ Barrett. You know, who knows what that means?
I really look forward to the football season being over in the sense that I do want to take in. I feel like as someone so new to the hobby.
You're doing one sport at a time.
Yeah, it's like I've talked about this before where NFL seems so much more manageable. Like it's one game a week for the team. I don't have to like watch 20 games to keep up. But
very fair.
That being said, NFL out of the way and getting closer to playoff time, I feel like I'm going to get much more excited, especially because my old school Bulls apparently are doing pretty well. I want to just check them out, see what's going on. Maybe
I actually like that. I think that is like over the next month, that's where a lot of this show focuses going forward is NBA stuff.
Oh, it's got to.
Which I'm actually happy to see. Another thing, so speaking of your Bulls, they got blown out last night by the Nets. Kyrie, again, when he plays, that team is creepy dangerous. Mm-hmm. I'm just calling this my weekly Kyrie check. I said a few months ago, a few months ago when I bought it. Hey, I got some Prism PSA 10s.
Let's check on him.
I paid... what did I pay? That's a good question. The other thing that's cool about Card Ladder, you can track your whole collection. So I am scanning through to see what I paid. I want to say I paid like $500.
Are we looking at Kyrie Prism Base?
Kyrie Prism Base PSA 10, because that's the only card I own.
There's only 853 of them, so base isn't the devil here.
I own a couple, so there's not that many out there.
Let's see. It last sold for $400.
Oh, so that hasn't actually moved that much since he's come back.
No, there's been very little movement, actually.
Interesting. I'm a little surprised about that.
I wonder, too, right now if we're seeing... This is kind of like a detour, but, you know, that's how we go. Overall view on the hobby market at this moment in time, right off the back of the holidays where everybody spent all their money on stuff... Now they might not have as much to spend on cards. Do you think there is still that effect of give it a little bit longer before we start to see a little bit more of a ramp up this year? I mean, granted, we won't see what we saw 2021.
Correct.
Things, but
yeah, I mean, the market's strong right now. The two things we've been talking about that are very strong, the prospect market. I mean, Bowman draft is up every couple weeks.
Yes.
Bowman's Best, which came out a couple weeks ago, but shipped late. So a lot of guys just started ripping. I just ripped my first cases personally of Bowman's Best on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Not Wednesday. Tuesday. So 2 days ago. That is my favorite baseball products of the year. I love Bowman's Best this year. I think it's absolutely awesome.
Well, okay. So if that's
so the baseball prospect market is strong. The football market is very strong because we're coming to the playoffs.
Okay.
I think the basketball is the one that's suffering a little bit right now because we're in the middle of the season, long season. You know, attention is spread across prospecting and football, but prospecting and football are going to come to an end soon. Not prospecting as much. And then I think we'll see more attention on basketball. Like you just said, hey, I'm going to start watching basketball when football's done. Well, if you were in the card market, and you are some, like you'd probably start buying basketball cards because that's what you're watching. So,
okay.
I think it's kind of a natural progression there.
I mean, my last actual sports purchase was basketball cards. Those cards just finally showed up. So,
well, the PSA 9s.
Yeah. I had a couple other guys. Mike Tucker sent me, he bought some PSA 9 Shaq cards as well.
There you go.
All right. Let's go ahead and cut from our big pictures. Let's go over to
the story we've teased 11 times.
Yeah. Because I told you that I can do research into it, but you apparently know everything about it. I want to know what's going on.
So, so basically, we've got it coming. Just bear with us. Okay, so here it was on Beckett.com, how 2021 Bowman's Best Baseball has changed rookie cards for the next several years. Basically, just keep scrolling down a little bit. The big difference here is prospect cards are not going to have a different number on the back. To give an example, it used to be
tell me what that means.
Vet and rookies would be numbered numerically 1 through 100 for the base set, and then maybe you'd have prospects. Matter of fact, while we're doing this, do on eBay, go to 2020 Wander Bowman's Best. I got to get a picture of the back of the card to see the numerical number in the top right or left corner. Basically, this year, prospects and some rookies, because Wander now is kind of more of a rookie than a prospect because he's played, they are just in the base numbering set. So get one of these and let's see the back. Any one of those cards you're looking at, those top couple. Nope, okay. Not the inserts. Yep, I just want to see the back of the card. There you go. Yeah, see how that's TP1?
Mm-hmm.
So go to another one just to make sure.
What is that, top prospect?
I don't really know, actually, okay. But it's just a designation. So click back, and now instead of Wander, put in, just go to the search bar.
Yep.
Get rid of Wander Franco. I'm trying to think who a big guy was. Spencer. Put in the name Spencer. Torkelson should pop up. Just put Spencer. You don't even need the last name. So same thing. Go to his bait. Well, put half the last name.
Well, you said don't even put in.
Exactly. Don't put any last name. He'll show up.
Perfect. I'm just going to leave it like that.
All right. So same thing. Go to one of his base cards. I think it's that one right there. Yeah, that one right there. 9-5. Yep. Now, granted, this is an atomic. I don't care about the number. I just want to see the back. Yeah, TP. So again, that's a designation for prospects. They weren't just numbered numerically in the set.
Okay.
There was like a separate designation because this isn't a rookie. This guy's a prospect. He's not played in the bigs yet. If you could bring the Beckett article back up. I just want to make sure that was correct. This year, though, Julio Rodriguez is a prospect. Never played a big league game. He's just card number 49 in the set. He's not TP1 or TP6 or whatever. You know, Carson Williams, the kid for Tampa. Sal Frelick, the kid for the Brewers. Now, again, they have Wander, which doesn't make sense. Wander is more of a rookie now. He has played in the bigs. Austin Martin for the Twins in this set, as a matter of fact. Same thing. He is a prospect.
So there's no... Have they changed it in a way that still differentiates?
So it says, all the prospects are rookie cards. At least Beckett will be recognizing them as such with the RC tag. Now, here's... In the Beckett magazine, and according to Beckett... Any base cards for these players in 2022 and beyond will not. In other words, according to Beckett, will not be recognized as rookies. I'm going to be honest with you. The more I started looking into this, I was just like, who cares?
Beckett doesn't. That RC. It kind of tells me, though.
But that's not saying Topps isn't going to put an RC on it. That's saying Beckett won't recognize these as rookie cards.
Oh.
Who gives a crap what Beckett is doing?
Oh.
I mean, this is the most newsworthy story out of Beckett in months. I'm going to be honest with you. Wander stuff in 2022 from Topps, I'm going to go ahead and say probably has rookie logos on it.
So then why do we care that they're not doing it, but Topps isn't changing anything?
So the reason some people say this matters and why it is,
okay.
Do me one more favor. I'm going to quit having you do stuff impromptu like this. 2021 Bowman Best Refractor, Wander Franco. Or just put in 2021 Bowman Best Wander Franco and see what is sold. Because of this, now people are like, well, this is his rookie, but there's no tag, and now he's not ever going to have a rookie card. So like Wander, for example, well now, so look at that, stop, just all those right there, stop.
I'm going to go sold though?
Just stop right here for 1 second. See, there's no rookie card designation.
Oh, the RC isn't there though.
Correct. So this is viewed in Beckett as his rookie card, but there's no RC logo on the card. What's insane though, hit sold listings on this. This is his I think this is his third year being in Bowman's Best. His base card should be selling for about $5. Dude, they are selling for like $40 to $50 raw, and the refractors are doing like $80. We pulled one of these, base or refractor, out of every single box we ripped.
What?
Dude, they're all over the place. This is another card. It's not on the Mac Jones level, but people are making a big deal because they read some headline with this Beckett story. Do not buy this. Do not buy his raw Bowman Best card for $50. I'd rather, last thing, and I will leave you alone.
You're fine.
In 2019 Bowman Best. I know he was in 2020. I think he was in 2019. Why does this matter that it's his rookie card? I would rather have his prospect card anyways.
So, okay, let me clarify something. Mm-hmm. What are we saying? So this, obviously, Wander Franco, when was his first year? Was it last year?
2019 is when his prospect stuff is.
Yeah, but his first... That means he had
last year was the first year he was in the pros.
Yeah.
He may have come up a little bit the year before. I don't think so, though. Last year he spent quite a bit of time.
So this card that we just looked at, the 2021 Bowman's Best Wander Franco, the one that's selling for $50.
That's his third base card in a Bowman Best set. He was in go back to the one you just had in. He's in 2019. He's in 2020. There's his 2019 right there. Click sold on that. This is absolutely insane to me. Okay, right, there you go. Perfect example. On the 12th, yesterday, you can have this card for 10. Scroll down a little bit more. I just want to make sure. Dude, his raw base card out of 2019 Bowman's Best is $10. I guess there are some traditionalists who are like, well, this is the rookie, though, and there's no logo. There's not a rookie logo on any of these. So if you ask me in 10 years, which card would you rather have? The 2019. It's his first Bowman Best card. Why do I care that it's a rookie in a Beckett magazine?
So
I don't understand this at all, dude. I really, and I guarantee I am oversimplifying this.
Yeah.
I just don't. I think if you have these Wander cards, I told these guys in the break, sell them all right now. Dude, we were flipping past these cards in the break the other day. I wasn't even top loading them. I was like, it's his third year. It's probably a $2 card. I'll sleeve it. But I was like, we're not talking. Guys like, dude, that the refractors are doing $70. We pulled multiple refractors out of every case we did.
That
the flip side of this would be little cheat code for you.
Yeah.
If you see guys selling the Rays and Bowman Best for under $150, mm-hmm. I would buy them. This alone, you're going to get your money back off Wander. Not to mention the autos you could pull.
So if I find a break where I can get in a Tampa Bay mm-hmm. for less than $150,
definitely. I just think, because you're going to get so much money out of Wander. The other thing, and that's why I say I like Bowman Best this year. The other thing I'm very curious about.
Wait. Before we move on, I do want to clarify. So his first year was 2020 though, right?
I would have to look up his stats real quick.
Year in the pros, I guess, is what I mean.
I don't remember if he came up in 2020 or not. So I know this past year, 2021, he spent a ton of time up. Okay. Oh, it looks like it's just 2021.
Oh, okay. So that's why Beckett is saying that is their rookie because they're not saying. So are they going retroactively, like going back and saying like any guy's prospect card is no longer their rookie card?
No, because they still are viewing the prospect as a prospect. Okay. The difference is they're now saying this is his rookie, even though it doesn't have the designation on there.
Even though it doesn't have the designation.
So it's a cool, cute story right now. I just think this is a card you get rid of right now. So I'm trying to think then from this year. So last thing we'll do.
Yeah.
2021 Bowman Best, Mayer, M-A-Y-E-R. Marcelo Mayer is by far the best-selling prospect out of this year's class. He's the number 4 draft pick overall. His Bowman Chrome Raw Auto are going for $400. Hit sold autos on this, or sold listings, excuse me. So I just want his base card. So that's not base, that's atomic. Yeah, I mean, his base card is going for, his refractors are going for $15. His base is going for like 6 to 10. Why is Wander, I'm sure I'm missing something. I don't think this is a big story. In 10 years, I think people just look back and they're like, yeah, it's Bowman. Okay. A good example of this, and they had it in the article, is like Derek Jeter. The Derek Jeter card to have, rookie, mm-hmm. is his 1993 SP. Well, technically, that's a prospect card. He wasn't a rookie until 1995 or 96.
Okay.
So it doesn't have the RC designation.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. We want the first card. We want the prospect. I just think this is a story that's getting blown. I don't know.
I just want to mm-hmm. sum up. Historically, if it had the RC on there, mm-hmm. that didn't necessarily mean that that was the card everybody went after as the rookie. They went after the prospect card.
A lot of times, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And so like this little heading here too in the article, why 2021 Bowman Best prospects are rookie cards. So at Beckett, there is a longstanding criteria of what constitutes a rookie card or RC. So in a nutshell, here's what they say. It has to be a base card. We get that. So in the actual base card, like the numbered set, like that Wander is just a numbered card, not a TP-1.
Okay.
The set would include veterans. So you're not talking about Bowman Chrome, Bowman Draft. Those are all prospects.
Yeah.
Well, Bowman Chrome's not. Just like that was. That set was a bunch of veterans. Mm-hmm. And then all rookies were included in there as well. Okay. The set has wide distribution. You know, in other words, mass-produced sets.
Yes.
I get that. Again, this is a Beckett thing.
Yeah.
Well, I just don't care what Beckett designates a rookie or not. The market's going to determine it. I mean,
apparently they've got a pretty big influence over the market.
For right now, they do. I mean, right now, people are hot on the story. I'm going to go out on a limb. We're not going to remember this, but like a month from now, I'm going to say that $50 Wander base is selling for less than $10. I think it absolutely tanks. I just don't see why people would be spending
money. Someone make a note on their calendars.
I would love that. If a listener would do that. So right now, put down today's date, 2021 Bowman Best Wander, $50 and $85 for base and refractors raw. I would love to see what those cards are doing in a month.
That'd be very interesting.
Anyways, okay, we're done. That was way too much, but it is interesting, the stuff that catches and makes headlines here.
All right. Yeah, let's start hitting a few of these other things. This week's releases. Oh, we did want to plug one other thing, though. Columbia Hobby and Displayable. They've been good sponsors to us. Displayable, if you guys haven't already seen, if you guys have a graded card or in a magnetic holder, basically you can get a really nice framed looking display case for it where you can sit on your shelf for whatever you want.
We got a couple here. I got my Brady in there for my SGC holder. You have your PSA 10 Phil Mickelson in it.
SCN is the discount there. Go
code.
The discount code. Excuse me. Yes. If you want a discount on them, go check out their website. It's displayable.com, or you can go to Sports Cards Nonsense under card services.
There you go.
And then lastly was Columbia Hobby.
Yeah, because we had a bunch in the mailbag this week. It pops up like once a month. Hey, I need top loaders. I need this. ColumbiaHobby.com. I've dealt with Steve for years. Nonsense is the code there, right?
Yes.
It's 10% off, I think. He's got everything under the sun. Eddie ordered like 80 cases of top loaders the other day in preparation for draft. So he's got everything you need. And Card Ladder too. I wasn't going to say this, but just because we use Card Ladder all the time, we still are the only people in the country who have a discount code for Card Ladder. 15% off your monthly subscription. They just got bought by PSA. The team is growing. I talk to Chris and Christina almost daily at this point. They're just going to keep getting stuff. They've got a great team, most accurate sales data out there. You can track your own collection. You can do sales history. Card Ladder, you got to get that through the link on the website as well, sportscardsnonsense.com.
Under card services. There you go.
Cool.
All right. Then now we hit this week's releases, National Treasures Racing.
Let me hit Mosaic Football first.
Mosaic Football.
Just because that released Wednesday.
Okay.
I love Mosaic Football. It does not sell anywhere near Prism. I would like to see it close the gap. In terms of aesthetically, I think it's the best looking product.
It's weird because I feel almost like I've been ripping it for a while, but I'm just thinking about like the NFT packs.
That's right. Had
out for a while, which I do think is kind of cool that you get an idea for what this product already is going to be. But
I think this is a great product too. Like I actually watched Chris over at Nash Cards. I was going to buy a box and I just got tired because he had a line of people buying them.
Oh, okay.
He was selling them for like $650, I think, last night for hobby boxes. Every box I saw ripped though, I was joking with him. I was like, dude, that was an okay box. There's like 12 cards I'd send to SGC and just get them all graded and sell them first. You got to be particular. The surfaces can be a little interesting, but I like the product a lot, actually.
This box is going for $700. Is that worth it?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can get them at LCSs for less than that. It's a high risk, high reward. You know, the difference is you get a ton of base. And I think
two autos per box.
Yeah, honestly, a lot of times the autos are crap. A lot of other times, though, you can grade your way out to get almost even.
Here's a
Mac Jones rookie. Pull that up real quick, actually. Mac's the best-selling guy, and there probably aren't a ton because it just released. But like all the big-name rookies, you just send into SGC and get graded quick. Like for $25, see what kind of value you can get. You may get lucky on an auto and hit a big name. That's cool, too. But the rookies come out pretty regularly, and at least early on, I think you can do well selling just because stuff sells. There's Mac Jones going for like $50 to $60, right?
Oh, wow. Yeah. $61. Yeah,
even the debut is going for $20. So you're
sold today.
I mean, like yesterday, Justin Fields was coming out all over the place.
Raw Mac Jones, $61. Man, I just thought it would come down some more from that.
A couple days in. Yeah, sell it quick.
Yeah.
They also have the white refractors, which are awesome. He pulled a Peyton that was numbered like 25. I like it. I think you have to have play money to do it. I'm not saying it's like a great buy where you're guaranteed to get value back, but I do like Mosaic. I wish Panini would send us a box of Mosaic Football next week. I would rip that in a heartbeat.
Ooh, a little dual NFT / physical card pack and giveaway. Hello.
Digital card is what we call that.
That's technical. All right. Racing Hobby? National Treasures?
Yes. National Treasures Racing comes out Friday. Mm-hmm. It's like $1,600 a case. It's like $400 a box.
Yep.
Is that still the case?
Yep. $400.
I've got two cases of this.
Racing.
NT Racing is awesome every year.
Really?
This product's stupid good.
To be clear, this is not Formula One though.
No, right? This is NASCAR.
NASCAR
and
yeah,
maybe it's got just
Jeff Gordon, Jimmy Johnson.
The girl who sells the best is Kaylee Deegan. She sells for huge money. Her Jimmy Johnson sells for crazy.
Danica Patrick.
She sells pretty well. I don't know if she's still racing or not. She sells well.
Okay.
We pulled a Haley Deegan last year. I think it was the 1 of 1 and sold for like $1,500. We sold a 1 of 1 pulled a 1 of 1 Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Ooh.
Sold for like $500 or $600.
Raw?
And the Tony Stewart, we pulled a booklet 1 of 1, the one for a couple thousand bucks.
Well, I guess these are all raw. You're probably not grading.
Yeah, a lot of it you don't. It's actually a really cool card if you like racing at all. And on this one, I do like the return of value.
$400, 8 cards, 4 autos.
Yep. And does it say anything about a sparkle pack?
Or no? Not a sparkle. It just says 3 memorabilia cards.
Last year, each box you opened had a bonus sparkle pack in it.
Let me just double check. I'll just see. Sparkles. No, I'm not seeing anything about
sparkles. Maybe they didn't do it this year. How we did that last year, though. I just did serial number breaks. Like, hey, one through, you get a serial number, 1 through 0. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 0. I like those. The cool thing this year is with Octagon, our agency, I'm holding at least one of these cases because we're really hoping we get to do a break with Jimmy Johnson.
That's going
to
be really
like cool. Have him come on an Instagram live or a Facebook live with us, and like we'll sell the break and just introduce him as like the guest host to the breaker type thing. I don't know.
That would be really cool.
But I really want to see that happen. Apparently Jimmy Johnson has a ton of his own. Jimmy Johnson, by the way, the race car driver.
Yeah, you got to clarify this because
for most I don't.
Well, for me you don't.
That's okay. Where do you guys, know? And where do you know Jimmy Johnson?
Jimmy Johnson,
from?
Was on Survivor. That's the dude.
The best thing is, not only did you not have the right Jimmy Johnson, you didn't. Oh, the Dallas coach.
Yeah. Oh no, I never said Dallas coach.
No,
the Survivor contestant.
I love it. So yeah, we'll rip that next week.
Okay, that'd be really cool. Let's do. I just double checked. No new news on the Logan Paul reveal.
That's a shame.
What are we thinking at this point, though? We think it's real?
I really don't know.
I think it's real. I think the fact that they teased it in that little, because Logan Paul put out like a little Twitter video or something. I think it's on his Instagram stories as well. But it basically kind of teasing the opening. So it looks like they already know. It looks like it's already been recorded.
Yeah, they for sure already know. We just got retweeted by Panini NFT. That's kind of cool. By the way, that was the giveaway yesterday. It's like $50 worth of NFTs on our YouTube. We pulled a Derrick Henry downtown.
Oh, my. Yeah, go. If you guys haven't checked out the YouTube video by the time you're listening to this, go check it out afterward and enter your blockchain Panini ID in the comments, and we'll enter you to possibly win one of the NFTs we gave away.
I have three quick picks from phone, then we'll do mailbag.
Do it.
First, I didn't know this was a thing. Golden is auctioning the one of one National Treasures Shield Patch Auto NFT of Justin Herbert.
Which I'm confused by that because I didn't think you could, or I didn't think they allowed it.
I wonder if you should pull this up. It's if you go to the Facebook group, because Sean posted a link. I wonder if, like, in the terms of buying it, it just gets gifted to you on the platform.
That would have to be because you can't have it outside their platform.
The starting bid is $5,000. I don't know if it starts today, as a matter of fact. It goes on auction tonight at 8 o'clock. You know, guys want to laugh about NFTs and it's a screenshot. I think there's plenty of garbage NFTs out there. The Panini blockchain is doing a ton of business. Like, if you're not sold on it now, I get that. But the fact that people still make the same stupid claim. The first 10 comments, by the way, in the post were like, oh, I just screenshot it. Now I own it too. Cool. Go sell a screenshot for 50 grand and we'll talk. Like, it's just a stupid argument, really. And I don't love them, but it's just a dumb argument. So I'm very curious to see what that does.
Okay.
That's the first one. First pick from phone. Did you find the article or no?
It's okay,
if you didn't.
There's not.
Okay. Yeah, I was just, like I said, I was curious how it was. Okay, it doesn't matter. It's fine. I was curious, though, if it was going to say something like has to stay on the chain. Anyways, okay. John Lester retired. I don't think he's a Hall of Fame pitcher. You remember John Lester?
John.
You don't?
John Lester, I don't know.
The pitcher.
The pitcher, yeah.
Won a couple rings for the Sox.
Oh, John Lester, yeah.
3 rings, less than 200 wins. So guys were kind of mentioning in the chat, like, hey, is this a guy we buy with the Hall of Fame bump coming? Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any chance he gets in the Hall of Fame, but I also don't think there's any chance his car just fall off a map. He's not crazy expensive, so.
I'm never talked about? The fact that now Barry Bonds has no chance of making it into the Hall of Fame?
I thought he was getting in this year. I thought him and Clemens were like locks to get in this year.
No, I thought they were out for this year. I thought there was... Either I'm way wrong or you are, and it would be much worse if you were.
I could be very wrong, but...
No, I thought the article was talking about Clemens and Bonds not making Hall of Fame.
Really?
Let's see.
Look it up. Now I'm curious.
Let's see. Every time we do this, every time I look something up about them, I feel like I'm getting two different answers. Because now I'm seeing, this says how... Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and others can still make Hall of Fame if they fall short in last year's ballot.
So it's their last year of eligibility. After this, that goes to the Veterans Committee. But I haven't been watching like their odds. Usually you see like, you know, odds of, hey, you know, percentage of the vote they've gotten.
Mm-hmm. I've got the numbers here if you guys want.
Oh, I do. Ronick for the win.
Thank you.
So there's 40% of the ballots publicly made, and Bonds is at 78%, which is above the 75% threshold, and Clemens is at 77%. So they're close, and we don't have all the ballots, but they're close. As of right now,
it's pretty good. Anybody else above the 75% or right near it?
David Ortiz is at 84%.
That amazes me, by the way. I didn't think he'd get in first ballot because of the Hall of Fame suspicion. That's awesome. Okay.
And Scott Rowland is at 69.5%. And other than that, there's nobody really close.
What's Manny Ramirez on there, Ronick? Do you have that or no?
He is at 38.4%.
Okay. Ronick for the win right there.
Thank you, Ronick.
I tell you, that's huge for the Bonds and Clemens market. I think it's good for the Ortiz. I'm not going to read this, but this is a very reputable source, and okay. I'm pretty sure this person has a vote. He thinks it's very, very slim, despite those numbers.
That Rogers and Clemens make it?
Bonds and Clemens. Yeah. A lot of the old school guys don't announce their ballots publicly, and they always wait till the end. He thinks those numbers drop quite a bit.
The old school guys don't like the whole steroid thing.
The PED potential.
Yeah.
Interesting. Again, I'm not going to tell you who that is, but we trust the person. Interesting.
You know what? What's funny is the article underneath this Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens thing is John Lester a Hall of Famer? How postseason greatness gives him a chance at Cooperstown. So maybe there is a shot.
What's ridiculous is if he gets in and Curt Schilling doesn't, and Schilling's not getting in because he's a crazy liberal or Republican. I forget which side of the aisle he's on, but he's like nuts and very outspoken. He's
too far on one side.
Yeah. And it's like he had a better postseason career than Lester and better overall numbers than Lester.
Okay.
However, this person does think Ortiz gets in. So that's interesting.
But Ortiz was so far down on the list, I thought.
No. Ramirez was. Ramirez. Ortiz was 85. Okay. Interesting.
Okay.
I like that.
Picks from phone.
I think I'm.
Is that all the picks from your phone?
I feel like it is, right?
The picks on your phone?
I had the Herbert, the Lester. Oh, one pickup. Actually made a huge purchase. 2017 Donruss Timeless Treasures. It's graded an 8.5 and a 10 auto. Gross 3, almost 4 color patch, numbered 4 of 10. Game used patch.
Okay.
Huge distinction here. Game used and on card auto as opposed to an event worn.
Yes.
Game used on card and it's Kobe.
Oh.
I paid $3,600. Comps, we think, are about $4,500. This is a card, though. I think there's crazy Kobe guys. I'm going to hold on to it for a while if I have to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to post it up stupid high and see what kind of offers we get.
What
from
was
David.
That card going for?
So I'll be honest with you. Like, before he died, I'm going to guess you could have had this card $600 to $800.
But what about like earlier last year, though?
The Kobe high-end auto market hasn't come down, really.
Really?
That's the only part that's actually stayed. And especially, you just don't see a lot of... That's a huge distinction. If this card is a sticker auto and event worn, it's probably $1,500 to $2,000-ish. I mean, it's got a good patch, probably 2 to 25. Those are big distinctions, though. I have a couple Kobe guys around here I want to ask. I thought the price was fair. I basically told the guy, and I deal with David a lot. He's a listener. He's on Instagram. Good dude. I was like, you know, 80% is where I pay for everything.
Mm-hmm.
He was cool with that. I really want the Brady. He's got a gorgeous showcase Brady. I don't like it that much, David.
But you did get a nice leverage. Shout out on the podcast, though.
So that's right. No, David's good people. So there you go.
Mailbag time?
Yes, let's do mailbag. And I'm glad we're running a little long, which I wanted to do. We've been short the last couple shows. So I was like, hey, let's give him a little.
Short. I think it's been an hour.
What'd you know about being short? 6'4". Andre over there.
Stop trying to make me feel good, okay? No one likes it. Everybody's uncomfortable. Thank you. Made me feel good.
You know what we should talk about? Your life goals, like we did at the beginning of the show. That made people real. That really puts people at ease.
I quit my job. That was one of my life goals. I have already attained one of them. So
quit your job and got a huge increase in pay.
Why not? Well,
2022 is going to be the most money you've ever
so far
made in a year.
I have not made a paycheck for this year, but it is only the 13th. So it's not terrible.
You're going to make more money this year than any other year in your history.
I'm going to be skeptical about it. We'll see.
What?
I'm doing the anti-jinx. Stop.
Oh, you're okay. Gonna ruin That's fine. It. You're going to lose your job and die.
We play that one right.
Does anybody have anything nice to say, Jesse Fudel? Why would you say that?
Mailbag. We're going to our Facebook mailbag. Thank you all for submitting. Matt Jolly.
When we do our man on the street thing, I want you to start in the office. Like, I want you to ask some of these people. These are all professionals. Everybody we work with here, I believe.
No way am I going to do man on the street in the office. I'm going to ruin a relationship.
Do you ever hear what we say over there? First question, can you believe people pay us for the nonsense you hear us talking about? I'm shutting my laptop officially.
All right. Maddie Jolly. a lot of people wanted to hear the answer to this. He says, I didn't get this question in last time, so wanted to ask again. It's about investing in sealed wax.
Okay.
We've already seen some really big super refractors pulled from
super
fractors. No, and he spelled it right. I said it wrong.
Okay.
Pulled from Bowman Draft. Does it affect the price of sealed wax going forward when some of the bigger chase cards have already been pulled?
Common misconception, though. Like what's a good example? A LaMelo logo man gets pulled early. A Joe Burrow logo man gets hit quick, or the Trevor Lawrence, or the Mac Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Zero effect. It is a headline for a week, and then after that, people are like, well, I wasn't going to pull that anyways. This product's still awesome. 5 years from now, it's going to be huge. So no effect on wax long-term at all, on specific products either.
Interesting. I would have thought yes.
I go into – so who's – if I asked you, again, casual, I know very casual with the baseball
very
market.
Casual.
Who is like a great prospect in baseball right now? Past or present, like the last couple of years. Do you think of any like prospects? Or is that kind of not your...
Can I say Franco? Because mm-hmm. he was a prospect.
Perfect example.
Really big.
I couldn't tell you right now if the Wander 2019 Bowman first auto super factor has been pulled or not. I have no idea. And if somebody offered me a case of 2019 Bowman tomorrow, I'd buy it in a second.
You wouldn't Google it first?
Nope, because I don't care and nobody else does either. Nope.
Ooh, okay, well, there you go. Jeff Thompson, I thought that pick... Oh. He just was commenting on the picture of your dog looking like fried chicken.
Can you put these on the screen? Can I see these?
I don't believe in that, but I'll do it. All right. Well, I'm going to do that. Let me adjust my microphone.
Well, the picture was both my dogs, Brady and Griffey. Better than any fried chicken you could ever believe.
I don't know. Jeff. That does look like fried chicken. It looks pretty good.
Those dogs are the best.
Oh, you know what? There was a question from last week I wanted to hit before we hit all these, and it was to me, and I thought it was very fun.
Why is Jesse such a great person?
The question was... From to Dylan Young.
Okay.
What are the top three non-sport auto cards Jesse's looking to add to the collection? It's got to be just one of my favorite things is like office related and Seinfeld related stuff. We've talked about it a number of times. Anything Back to the Future, I would totally be in on. Anything from like Christian Bale, I think is really cool. But it doesn't have to be like the biggest star either. I just think if it has something to do with something that meant a lot, like a Jodie Foster contact card would be amazing to me. Cause that's like one of, I don't know why it's been one of my favorite movies.
You love contact.
Life. I know. I don't know why.
That
really
dude with the white hair always freaked me out.
The Busey son, the son of Busey.
Oh, that's right. You know, it's funny. I don't have any non-sports cards, but I want that script still. And I just keep forgetting to look for it. The Seinfeld autograph script.
It'll happen, baby. It'll happen. He had a couple other things. What's been the biggest unexpected change since doing the show in a studio? Honestly, I think
it's
for
been
me,
better than expected. Maybe
I think it's now I'm finally getting more comfortable with it. At first it was like, I just felt not nervous about doing it. I just felt like I'm going to forget something. Cause there's just so many technical things to get set up and get right before all it was put the microphone in front of my mm-hmm. face, hit the record button and I'm good. Now I'm constantly worried like, oh, did we just do an hour and a half podcast and now none of it's recorded, you know? So there was that thing, but now that I'm getting used to it, it's not as bad.
I think the quality is better now too, because me and Jesse have the shared monitors, the shared screens. I can actually view his reaction because I can see him, the soundboard. I think it's a better product. It's more work to get it there.
Yeah, for sure. All right. And
I'm going to be quick. Let's roll through these.
Let's go on to this week's questions then. All right. So we answered Matt Jolly. Let's go to... Tim French. Actually,
did you read them all? What?
All right.
Just go right down the list. We'll read everything. We'll go.
All right. Mike, going to the Dallas Card Show this weekend. Anything you want me to tell your boy while he's ignoring his fans to film his video? See, that's why I didn't want to read that one.
Oh, SCI? No, I have nothing to say to him. He doesn't know who we are. So, yeah. Have fun at the show, Tim.
Yeah.
We will not be at that show.
But I think, isn't Ryan going to that show? If you guys want to check out anything from it, I think
Breakout Cards.
Yeah.
On YouTube.
Ryan from Breakout Cards. He is might have a segment on next week's episode about that show.
He is one of our in the field correspondents at live shows. He does a lot of good work. So check out his YouTube. All right, next.
Cole Bins, what's your strategy for buying cards on eBay, wanting or intending to grade?
Don't do it.
Is this bad practice or do you?
In general, there's a reason they're raw on eBay. So nope, I wouldn't.
Really?
Next.
Okay. Chris Dandoy.
Mm-hmm.
I like that name, Dandoy. Mike, I need an outsider's opinion. What are your thoughts on Jonathan India? I'm from Cincinnati and don't know if I'm buying him up due to FOMO or if he is a good investment. Thoughts?
His 2018 first Bowman Chrome base auto 9510 is going for under $200 for a first Chrome is a good buy. It's not FOMO. It's a good buy.
Okay. Jim Morrison, the arm wrestling match made me smile. Oh, that's a little bit of a tease.
That's how we ended our YouTube yesterday.
Well,
it's a big tease now.
If you guys want to feel uncomfortable, go watch it. It was good. Kevin Armstrong, how do you guys feel about Funkos?
Do you know what that is?
Yes. Do you?
I do, but I don't have any feeling and I would never buy it. Looks like a doll to me.
Here's my thing.
I don't get it.
I think they're fun.
Okay.
My issue is the amount of space they take up in collecting them. Cause I think card collecting is cool and easy because it does not take a lot of space and I can have a lot of them. If I ever wanted to have a lot of something, I don't want to have a room dedicated to it. And I feel like Funko's is kind of that thing. So honestly, even though I think they're kind of cool, they're fun looking, I would love one of myself, but
okay.
I don't think I'm going to collect them.
Next.
Chris Duff.
Long question. You mind if I take this? Can I cut it down?
Please.
If you're going to buy a couple hobby boxes, you know, what are you buying? How long do you plan on holding? I like if you can get hobby boxes, he mentioned Mosaic, Optics, Select, Prism. That's the stuff you stick with if you're going to buy that. Or flagship tops, Bowman. How long do you plan on holding? It depends on your budget and what you're trying to do. The longer, the better. I mean, patience has showed that it really pays off there. No question. The second part, though, in memory of the great Bob Saget, which sitcom dad is Jesse most like? Danny? Danny Tanner was Bob Saget, right?
Yeah. Phil Dunphy is the dad from Modern Family.
Ed O'Neill.
Ed O'Neill's Al Bundy.
He was also Phil Dunphy. No,
Phil Dunphy was the other dad, younger dad.
You're not like that guy.
No, I don't.
Bundy.
Well, I could see why people think that, though.
Really? You're nothing he's like
kind of like sensitive and like a little flamboyant in some ways. I guess
you're a cross between, I mean, if I had to pick one of those.
Al Bundy. I mean, nothing. I am in my underwear a lot, so.
God. I'll go Phil Dunphy out of the three.
I wanted to be Danny Tanner, but you're probably right, unfortunately.
It's a shame.
Gene Shadler, killer name. Would you rather be Batman or Iron Man?
On the count of three, we go one, two, three, say it. One, two, three,
Iron Man.
Yep. Yeah. Because people know who he is.
Here's the thing. I kind of want to be Batman, but yeah, Iron Man seems more fun. Thad Walker, what do you think about Cody Bellinger?
Stud.
When I was buying him up this year,
last year,
my friends asked me if I was back on the pipe again, worth the risk, or would I have been better off just smoking up that money?
I mean, the guys don't smoke.
No.
That's your first thing, Thad. The guy's a year removed from being the MVP and playing unbelievable for a World Series team. I think he comes back. He didn't get a swing back last year because he was still injured. I think he's a great offseason buy.
Okay. Matt Tillman, with the purchase of Topps by Fanatics, what brand out of each of the three major sports would you love to see revived?
Easy. Topps Chrome. Done.
That's what he said.
Yep. Topps Chrome. And Finest. I love Topps Finest.
Jeremy Moore. I'm looking forward to the...
Sorry. He was about the rookie designation. We did that.
You already read that one. Okay. Yep. Cool. I don't like having this on the screen.
Jimmy, we covered.
Point it out. All right. Adam Corey, what do you believe is a fair percent discount for purchasing in bulk? I sell primarily on Facebook and I'm bombarded with people that want 60% of comp value for buying five cards because it's the bulk discount.
I pay people 75 to 80%. If that's too low, I totally understand. That's all I pay for bulk stuff like that to flip.
Dan Signorelli, if the MLB lockout continues, when and how would you started to see its effect on card prices for vets, prospects, or vintage?
I think it's going to make prospect go crazy. Vintage will be the steady growth as normal. I think we'll see vets drop off depending on how long it continues.
Man, you are just on it. Yep.
We already talked about that.
Yeah. Let's see. We had a couple more.
Oh, hang on. Hi, guys. Jay-Z here. I like how that one starts.
Yeah. James Zaccodini. Zaccodini? I don't know. Jay-Z it is. Can you talk about autos and any price differences with the actual auto? Should there be a premium for full name versus shorthand?
Or inscriptions
add value?
Yes. Great question. So yeah, we've seen this before. If you could ever get a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar auto, that's cool. You ever find something signed Lou Alcindor? Insane. Muhammad Ali autos sell. Cassius Clay? Way more. Even Lulu and the whole full Luka Doncic spell out. Crazy difference in value there.
The Lulu I actually know about, and I would actually think I'd pay more for a Lulu than for...
Oh, it's the exact opposite, though. Oh, really? There were a lot of Lulu. Oh, one of the two. I forget, actually.
I just know the Lulu signature so well now that now that's what I want.
And the inscription thing to me is awesome. Like if I can get a Brady, this is Tom Brady, or one that says, you know, 7-time SB winner.
Yeah.
It adds a ton of money. They're so much more rare and it's just ridiculous.
All right.
Love, I love it.
We got three more here, but they're longer. So let's see.
Do you want me to just read through them or do you want
to? How about this? You read now because I can't have you read while I'm reading to you.
You do it.
Eric Charlesworth. I've been tracking a lot of sealed hobby box prices over time, and I've found almost all of them eventually go down from their initial offering price. What sealed boxes are most likely to reliably appreciate? My guess is very high-end stuff.
I agree. Yep. The higher end, the better, because it just tends to hold. The other thing I would say is try to get product that, yes, every product is going to be rookie-reliant, but stuff that has awesome vet potential as well helps if those rookies don't pan out. A good example of that would be Flawless. 5-10 years from now, there's no great rookies from the 19 class, maybe. Yeah, but I could still pull a Babe Ruth cut auto or a Mantle out of Flawless or a Tom Brady out of Flawless football. I do like to kind of mix in that caveat if I want a chase for long-term holds. That's why Contenders football is a good short-term, 1 to 3 years. I don't want it for the next 12 because what if Burrow and Herbert just end up being decent? There's no vet chase in there.
Okay. Good answer. Jeremy Moore, we are fast approaching the one-year mark for last year's peak of the 2021 card market. I don't expect a run-up in 2022 like last year, but I expect there to be a bump.
Agree.
What should anyone new to the hobby in the last year have learned as we approach this window of time? Do you have any words of wisdom to offer?
Yeah. This is so blatantly just simplistic, but, you know, understand, stay in your lane. You know, I'm not buying a card because Mike and Jesse or some other idiot said that they think it's a great buy or they think I should buy it. You don't have to read that last question, but it was crazy long. Yeah. You know, recognize trends. Mac Jones, crazy trend. Like, you know, that wasn't going to last. Have some common sense. Be okay walking away from a deal. You know, I just think you got to be careful and don't buy into the FOMO of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, last year, how many guys came on this show? 90s basketball is unbelievable, unbelievable. And now it's down 65% across the board. It's not that unbelievable right now, is it? Yeah. So, you know, stay in your lane. I think it's important to find at least a piece of the hobby that you do without any view of profit. Like me, I've got a couple PC projects right now. The authentic rookie autograph stuff I'm messing with. I've had fun the last week chasing that crap down. The 2001 Sign of the Times autograph set. That stuff I don't do to make a profit. I just do it because it's fun. But I think you have to get involved in something aside from just the flipping aspect. And then just be careful where you spend your money and who you listen to. So there you go.
There's your words of wisdom.
That is the end of mailbag. I just got a notification on my phone.
We might have a breaking news.
Again, this is just a clip. I'll look at Logan. This might be new.
Something with the Logan Paul?
I'm just going to read from Logan Paul. New video. This sucks. I lost $3.5 million on fake Pokemon cards. Watch so I can get my money back. And there's a YouTube link.
What? Okay, so. Let me tell you what's great about this.
Prime video, Prime drink, energy, whatever it is all over this video.
Oh.
It has 78,000 views in 15 minutes. Guys, I'm going to watch this quick and react because we got to see this.
How long is it though?
7 minutes. I'm not going to watch.
Oh, this is legit on his page. Yep. Just got dropped and it is Prime.
Do we have 80,000 views?
All right.
Talk about a perfect marketing scheme though. He's like, you got to watch this now so I can make my money back. Oh, and it's sponsored by Prime.
Here's the thing though. I don't know. Can we do this? Is this allowed?
We're not sharing it. I'm just reacting to it.
I'm skipping ahead on it. It's a 7-minute video. Based on the look on his face.
Hang on. First of all, he just said, the guy who brought this to me has so many inconsistencies. Well, the guy who brought him is that Jacob guy who I've heard nothing but bad things about, the card kahuna.
Remember earlier in this episode where I said I thought it would be real at this point because of that video? I'm going to start retracting that now.
The BBCE guys are here as well.
This just goes to show how bad it actually feels to get scammed. I'm just reading some of the comments now.
This is the owner of BBCE.
Oh, I'd love to see legal repercussions on whoever counterfeited this. Oh, they just opened it. It has G.I. Joe packs in it.
Seriously?
Yes. The boxes were, it looked real by the boxes just from, I'm not listening to it, so I don't know what they're saying. Oh my. It was fake. what happens now? I mean, like,
you so gotta Shine sold back. It to him. He's already said he would give him his money back.
Yeah.
He's saying, I did my diligence just like I do for every other case. This is Steve Hart, the owner, speaking, I believe. I mean, here's what I would tell you.
The owner of what?
BBCE.
Okay.
You've also come out publicly, though, and said you don't know anything about TCG, and you charge $25,000 to grade this, to wrap this thing. Maybe next time you say no. How is it that this guy doesn't see inconsistencies and or any signs of tampering, but there's 50 people on YouTube now, the rattle dude was first, with blatant signs? This is ridiculous. I'm 3 minutes in. I'm so sorry. I know. I'm not even sorry, audience. I wish we could play it.
No. It's fine. We've solved it. There's no time. You don't need to watch the rest.
This is ridiculous. We know what happens.
Well, there you go, folks. We found out the answer to Logan Paul's was it fake or not? It was. And there will be more news to come on that.
I mean, I got to see the at least opening.
Just skip
it. If you are holding TCG packs that are graded by PSA and graded PSA holders, I would tell you right now, those, PSA will tell you this too, are authenticated by BBCE. Do you trust that at all now? I'm not saying sports cards, but TCG stuff?
Jump ahead.
Oh, as soon as they opened, they knew it was fake.
Jump ahead to 5 minutes if you want to see where they actually opened the box of it, though.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Okay.
$3.5 million.
All right.
So the boxes are fake. The case is fake. G.I. Joe packs. I mean, we don't need to throw the packs.
Oh.
Cobra? Is there Cobra in there?
Dude, those Cobras could be worth something, though. All right.
This is insane.
Let's follow up on this on Monday's show. In the meantime,
yep.
Let's go ahead and.
All right.
We'll hit up the rest of the mailbag.
Have you seen our inbox, by the way, in the last 8 minutes since this released?
Oh, really?
Blown up. Okay, go mailbag. I'm sorry, but that's.
No, I mean, obviously.
Two things.
Glad we talked about it.
I want everybody to get their money back, including Logan. I don't care that he's rich. Mm-hmm. You should get your cash back. And I want BB. I have a real problem with this now. Not only do I think the 25 grand should be coming back today, maybe they did that. I didn't watch the end of the video. I also want some sort of a buyback now. If I buy a graded pack of Pokemon or Magic or any other crap, the TCG, and it is not real, I think I should be able to go back after that.
I mean,
it's not going to happen, but I hope it does. I hope at least it's 25. That's insane. Dude, if you're holding BBC wrap stuff at your house, that can't make you feel good.
Oh, are you kidding?
And this guy's sitting there telling you how it's not tampered with. How does that happen? Tell him you can't do it.
I'm going to stop talking.
Yeah. But this is nuts. You know what? We've had Steve Hart's people at least reach out to us before.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't want to because it was just going to be a promo for the company.
Yeah.
And I don't believe in that because I've never used them. You want to come on now and talk next show, next week? You want to give us a few minutes? Be happy to hear your side of the story. I would put that offer to you because if I'm going to bash you, I at least want to give you the chance to respond. So
to be fair, we haven't officially bashed them.
I am. That's brutal. Go ahead. Read your questions. But if you want to come on, I'd give you the platform. You're welcome to talk.
All right, guys, that was it. The special announcement with Jake Paul or Logan Paul, kind of insane.
One of the Pauls, I don't know.
It was Logan Paul. That's okay.
My middle name's Paul.
I encourage you, if you haven't seen it, go check it out. It's a 7-minute video. And then either before or after that, go check out our latest YouTube video as well.
Sports Cards Nonsense YouTube.
There you go.
That's your show brought to you by the Ringer Podcast Network. There will be more NBA basketball coming up. This was just a brief overview of the rookie class. I don't want to hear your complaints about it. You can complain about anything else, though. Just not that part.
That's fair.
We will be back next Monday and Thursday.
Yes, sir.
That's about it. Brought to you by Spotify. Listen to it everywhere.
Just do it. Don't go ask crazy. Questions.
Jesse, Ronick, Mike, we're out. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease. And the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.